archive session, where we'll be hearing three presentations about some exciting projects across the archival community. I'll tell you a little bit about our layout for today. So we have three speakers. We're going to have a five-minute break in between each speaker, during which we'll have question and answer, and we're going to transfer computers. So hopefully it will all go smoothly, fingers crossed. Our first speaker is Brandon Burke, and Brandon is the chair of ARSC's Associo Audio Archivist Committee. He has a BA in American Studies from the University of Kansas, an MLIS in Preservation Administration from the University of Texas at Austin, and he is currently serving as the archivist for recorded sound collections at the Hoover Institution at Stanford. Brandon is going to be talking to us today about navigating ARSC's associated audio archivist message board. So please welcome Brandon.
Hi, everyone. First of all, thank you for resisting the urge to take a long lunch. I understand how that is. So, first of all, I'd like to tell you that this is a tutorial, basically, on how to use the AAA message board. So if you have your laptop with you, I would urge you, if you would like, to try to hop on and do some of these things with me once I show you how it works. This is the screen that you'll be presented with if you open up your browser in this room, and the username is ARSC, password is 2009. And I'll show this again later when I start going live. And once you do hop online, it's really easy to get to the actual message board. Just go to the ARSC homepage. I'm sure you all know how to get there. And as you can see, I just went live without the mic, sorry. There's a link for your AAA message board right here. Okay, we're going to discuss what a message board is, that is, as opposed to a listserv, let's say. The software we selected, this is a product of the AAA committee. And the things that message boards afford, again, versus, say, listservs, and then we'll go with a live tutorial. Message board, quickly, is a web-based discussion forum, which is to say it has a static URL, something you have to be online to actually view and participate in, rather than simply being via email, as we know the ARSC list is. Why a message board? We're moving away, hopefully. I wanted to move away from email because I prefer not to get 600 emails a day about things I'm not interested in. And with the message board, I can navigate immediately to where I want to go. And I'll show you what those different topics are as we go along. Static URL for each thread. I'm going to bring this up later. This is helpful for researchers. Clearly, researchers need their sources to stay in one place so they can cite them. And moreover, folks can send a link to a friend of theirs saying, hey, we were just talking about AIFF files the other day. Here's a link, and it will actually be there. And then finally, this is a way to expand ARSC's web presence. Service to the public. One of these groups being librarians and archivists, direct access to topics that are of the greatest importance to us. You'll see again when I do go live with the site itself that you can go directly to things like education, jobs, storage of materials, and such. And students, as I know that when I was in school at UT, I didn't know exactly where to go to look for, to ask questions online, short of the listserv, which sometimes gets a little chatty. Also, as a service to the public at large, you'd like to ask questions about recorded sound materials. The software we selected is a company called Envision Power Services, oddly enough, out of Virginia. We chose off the shelf because, honestly, I'm the admin and the designer, and I don't have time to learn Drupal and program and such like that. So, they have really nice, robust tech support, which I've used a lot, easy to design. Even I can do CSS. And given what they have to offer us, it's pretty inexpensive. Let's see. The content of the board can be exported as Excel if at some point in time we decide to terminate. And I put contract there. We're actually not on a contract. We can ditch whenever we want to. So, and ARSC, rather than IPS, the company itself owns the content generated on the board. We had to buy a separate license to own the content generated on the board. All the messages and replies in a board are displayed chronologically, which is to say that sometimes if I perform a search in the ArskList archives for Sticky Shed, I might get 250 hits, all of which might be a message on November 5th of 2005 and another one on November 6th of 2005, but there could have been 15 messages in between them, and it's really impossible to tell in what order you're supposed to read them. It maintains context, they display chronologically, and again, less email, which personally I found pretty attractive. Separated into sections by topic, as you'll see in a second, cataloging access, technical discussion, storage, jobs and internships, and educational programs are examples. And users can post images, which I hope to show you in a bit here. And again, I mentioned static URLs, important for citations and hyperlinks. I will also show you how to do an RSS feed. So if you don't want to have to go to this website every time you think there may or may not be an update on a particular conversation, you can have it sent to your bookmarks. They have a really strong search utility, which I will again show you. And the great thing about the search utility is you don't have to register or be logged in or have anything to do with the board to perform a search. And by comparison, I've told you what I already think about the not just ArskList, but any listserv, really. This is certainly not an argument against the ArskListserv. Okay, so I'm going to probably hop online here in a second. This is, again, how you would log on if you would choose to do so. I see there's folks coming in.
The password always the same?
No. This is just the password for internet access at the hotel, after which point you can hop online. So, with that, this is how it looks. As you can see, the site is separated into, was it four or five larger sections? Four, five. About the board, that is to say, ARSC and AAA discussion, rules and guidelines. There's an entire section about rules and guidelines. Archival practice is separated into sections about accession and processing, cataloging and documentation, access and reference, discography, copyright and sound recordings, grants and funding. Next is a section about preservation and conservation with sections about cleaning and other conservation treatments, shelving, housing and storage, reformatting and playback technical discussion, preservation metadata discussion, and next a section about the profession itself, academic programs, jobs and internships, and events and other announcements, which is typically symposia and conferences. So, okay. I'll show you an example of what a thread looks like. It's probably a good place to start. We'll look in shelving, housing, and storage, because it's a good example of the many things one can see. This ended up being a really popular one. You can see there's almost 2,600 hits. This was one where I had posted a question asking folks whether they had any thoughts about straps for earthquake protection. In California, of course, that's an issue for us. And so you can see David was nice enough to reply. I can scroll down. And again, hopefully you can see here that all of these replies are in chronological order. One can choose or choose not to include a quote. And you can also choose to quote someone that isn't even in the message yet. You can just elect to make anything a quote. So if I wanted to quote Shakespeare about this, I could insert Shakespeare in a quote. I just happened to hear someone talking about Shakespeare in a restaurant earlier. So going further down, another this happens to be Richard Hess. And I'll speed up a little bit in this process. This ended up being the box that we created based upon boxes for the offsite storage at Stanford. This is what we store our 7-inch reel tapes in. And the idea was that the strap we're going to put on the shelves to keep these things on in case of an earthquake is supposed to hold up these boxes. So that further discussion, and I said, boy, how am I going to attach these straps, because this is what our shelves look like. So this is what it looks like when you post an image. And further down, you can see this is what the place looked like before we had the boxes. This is getting a little bit off topic, but I just want to show you what you can do with all of these images. Finally, I actually pulled screenshots from a vendor and showed what many of the possible products we could have bought were and my comments about them. And this was another one that I pulled from somewhere. And this is eventually what our area ended up looking like. So anyway, this is what it looks like with images, so you can see that. Am I logged in? I think I'm logged in. Yes, I am logged in. I'm logged in as the admin. But you can see here that I can, if I wanted to, I could add a reply to this message and say hi, everyone. Someone's going to think this looks really weird when they look at it. It's not in the room right now. If I want to, I can choose to preview this post and make sure that it looks like what I prefer it to look like. Of course, it only says hi, everyone, so it doesn't show much. This is very helpful when you post an image. You can see if it actually displays. And in fact, I will do that in just a second, but I'll go ahead and post hi, everyone, right now. So I'm going to add this reply, and you can see that hi, everyone, is now the final message in that thread. Now, what I'm going to do is show you how to post an image. You can see this is actually quite a bit easier than perhaps it seems. In this particular case, I'm going to choose an image that I created myself, so I know that I won't have any trouble from the copyright perspective. So I'm going to go to my personal Flickr site, and I'm going to upload a photograph that I know is on my desktop. And you can, in this case, you can even make it a private photograph. No one on Flickr can see what I'm going to do right now. The image in question is on the far right of my desktop, just in case you see. And when I add a description, I can choose not to add a description. In this case, I'm not going to. I'm just going to go right to the image and just find a static URL for this image, which is really all you need. So I'm going to choose all sizes. This is entirely too large to post on a message board. So I'm going to choose the medium size. I'm going to choose to view the image. And I'm going to copy this URL, which is where this image lives on the internet. And sorry about that, guys. Now I'm going to post again here. It's going to have absolutely nothing to do with the context of the thread, but at least you can see what I'm doing. Photo example, and then I'm going to click right here. You can see it says I can choose to insert a link, insert an image. I'm going to insert an image, and it's going to ask me for the URL of that image, and I'm going to copy and paste it in there. And this is what it's going to look like, which is why previewing this thing is going to be really helpful, because, of course, I don't know if that works yet. I really hope it works because I'm standing in front of you. Okay. So there you go. So now I know that that's what it's going to display as if I choose to go ahead and post it. I'm going to go ahead and post it. And now you can see this is how it looks. This is really helpful. And again, you know, I started posting images here so people could see, you know, this is the dilemma that I'm faced with. I don't know how to buy straps because my shelving units look like whatever they look like. And so this is also helpful for a media somebody maybe doesn't recognize, a particular tape, brand name of a tape that someone doesn't recognize. I believe there's an example of that in here as well. There happened to be a brand of tape from China that it was Marie O'Connell had actually posted that. So we'll see what that looks like. She posted something about it, and this was the brand of tape. She didn't know exactly what this brand of tape was. So it's really useful for that as well, I think. And what else should I do here? I'll go ahead and register, so you can see it's actually quite easy to register. You know what I should do first is actually RSS feeds. If I decide that this is really cool, I want to know everything about accession and processing on this website. The RSS feed is right up here at the top, where my cursor is, and I can choose to click that. And I can subscribe to access, where am I? Let's do access and reference for the heck of it. So I'll choose to do that, and it'll ask me what I want to name it. Access and reference sounds fine to me. And now it lives up here in my bar, and I can click on that, and it's going to tell me what the last message was. And if there happen to be 16 messages in the last couple days, all 16 will display. But if there weren't any messages at all, then it's not going to display anything, and I know that I don't have to bother to go to that URL. So, let's see, if I log in. There's also a section, a really lengthy section about rules and guidelines that everyone has to read before they register. So that's all of that stuff. I'm going to log out and create a new account. Just so you can see, this is actually quite easy. So it's going to ask me to read all this, and I have to agree to it. And my login username is going to be my name. But it's going to be Brandenburg 2 because there's already a... And my enter my password. My password's going to be... You guys knew I was going to choose that for my password, didn't you? And let's see, so I guess I have to type these two. Does that look right to you guys? Let's see. Excellent. So I have to go to my email and check that. And great, so this says that I've been registered, and all I have to do to activate my account is click this link here. This keeps spam folks from registering and telling us about their great products. And just like that, Brandon Burke, too, can now post about anything he wishes. You can see some other examples of things that people have posted about. The jobs and internship section is far and away the most popular, which is probably not a big surprise. These are a handful of the jobs. What I do typically is I surf through Music Library Association, American Library Association, ARSC, AMIA, a handful of other organizations, and post everything that I see. Events and other announcements, you can see some examples of things there. These are mostly symposia and calls for papers, actually. And there was something in here as well about the conference hotel update for those that perhaps didn't read the message on the listserv. So there's an example of that. What else should I put, give you examples of here? I'm the moderator. Yeah. Actually, grants and funding, grant opportunities are usually posted here. David posted a couple recently. And cleaning and other conservation treatments, let's go ahead and look at that one as well. Forgot about baking tape versus freezing. And these are examples. So this is really, basically, I just want to show you guys how this thing works so you know that it's there for you to use. As much as someone that just wants to search the site or someone that wants to post a message as well. So I'm actually happy to stop early if that allows others more time. But if you have questions, I'm happy to answer them.
I think I know the answer, but I'll ask it. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, there are some occasions where some spam folks do get through as far as registration. So those usually come in a storm. So when they do, I hear something from the software company, actually. But until I hear from the software company, I change the registration so I have to approve every new member. But otherwise, I'd really prefer folks to be able to register and post right away because if they have a question, they want to ask the question. But, yeah, posts are always they're always... immediate. Yeah. Yes, I'm sorry.
How long do posts stay
These are going to live there, and as long as we maintain the contract with them, yeah. And of course, like I said earlier, this we own all the content to this, and it can be exported in an Excel document. The back end right now is MySQL. And if we choose to either build something later that we want to do ourselves or use a different product, we can export all of this data and import it somewhere else and get it back up and running just as it was before. Yes? Sorry. Yeah, you know. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, the question is: does an image have to exist already on the internet, or can you import one into the board? Is that close?
Yeah, I mean, like Craigslist.
You know what? I elect not to do that because, in fact, I think I shut that capability off because it just means there's going to be a lot of space on that board. As far as, it's going to take up a lot of server space for us, and we're paying for server space. Yeah, or if it's an already existing image on the internet. I'm trying to remember who was next here. I think in the back.
How is the site being archived, and how is it being archived?
How do you mean is it being archived? I'm sorry.
Is there something in place to prevent that while it's still in its, not really in its beginning?
Sure. And it is in its beginning still. The question is, how is this being archived? How is this being preserved? The place that we actually bought this software from has servers in multiple parts of the country. And so it's saved in multiple locations. And, you know, we pay them to save it for us and preserve it for us. I mean, that's one of the services they offer. If we decide we're going to stop paying for the service from them, then it would be up to us to actually save it on a server. But until then, that's one of the services we're paying for. Yeah, Mike.
Well, along those lines, is this being blocked from the Wayback Machine?
No.
That's how you would be able to get it?
The Wayback Machine, though, is... it's not dynamic, so you can't really click on links, can you?
Yes, you can.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Yeah. Well, I hope you're right. Marlon, I'm sorry, were you going to ask something?
I was just going to mention, if you continue using links to photographs, the person who put that photograph on the internet doesn't maintain it, you'll eventually end up broken links.
Oh, right. Marlon brought up a good point. If we continue using links rather than importing photographs into this thing, as soon as someone decides not to support that image anymore, that image will cease to exist and we'll have a dead link, which is why I always use my own Flickr account, because if it's my image and I'm posting, I know whether it's going to live or not. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, let me, I didn't post in this particular account, but I'll log in again as, well, that's nice. All right. So what did I post? I posted on shelving straps for earthquakes today. Yeah, I decide that I don't like this photo after all. It's not representative of what I wanted to say. I can click delete. Am I sure that I want to delete? Yes.
As the originator.
Only as the person that posted that message, yes. Of course, as the admin, I can do that for anyone. But yeah, muhuha. do we have other? Yeah, hi, Eric.
Is it Google indexed?
Yes, in fact... there's a chance, usually every other time I check in here, yeah, you can see one of the users is google.com. And I think Jim Sam brought up that if you type in, was it lacquer discs, where it's one of the top 10 or so hits that comes up in a standard Google search. No other questions?
You're the newest one.
Hey, on The Price is Right, right? Yeah, Brandon. That's true. I could do that if I wanted to.
There's obviously a possibility for duplication on the existing listserv and this farm. Is there a strategy for migrating from one to the other, or are you simply going to turn off the listserv at some point? And here we are. And obviously, there's a huge risk of cross-posting
at the moment. At the moment, there is redundancy from as far as the listserv and the message board, and that's just the way it's going to be for the time being. I can't answer questions about the longevity of the listserv and how long that's going to be maintained. This is not to say that the listserv will not exist in a little while, but we're just seeing how this works for now, and if this becomes popular, then we'll see about next steps. Yeah?
I perhaps missed your response. Anything that currently goes on the listserv also ends up here?
No, not at all. They're coexisting right now. The listserv and the message board are entirely different discussion forums. Certainly there's some subject matter crossover, but if you post to one thing, people on the other may not see it ever if they don't happen to look at that resource. Okay, thank you.